Here's a number for you. In the last 12 months, the world has watched a robotics company embed whole-body intelligence into a machine that can reason about its environment in real time. Physicists have overturned decades of muon measurements, and a rocket upper stage has been quietly drifting toward the moon, set to impact in 6 days. That's just the backdrop for today's episode. I'm Marcus Rodriguez. Welcome to Intellijix HN Daily for Thursday, July 30th, 2026.
And I'm Sarah Chen. We have a genuinely packed episode today. Everything from the deep physics of what happens when your best experimental results suddenly don't agree with each other anymore, to a critical security warning about those cheap TV streaming sticks you might be picking up at a gas station, to the surprising economics of code refactoring in an age of AI-generated code bases. There's a lot of ground to cover.
Before we get into it, a quick note for anyone joining us for the first time. Our content is sourced directly from the Hacker News community, but we're completely independent. We have no affiliation with Y Combinator or Hacker News. We're not sponsored by them, and they have no say in what we cover or how we cover it. We're genuinely just enthusiasts who think the stories surfacing on that platform deserve a wider audience.
And on that note, if you haven't spent time on Hacker News yourself, please do. The URL is news.ycombinator.com. What makes that community remarkable isn't just the links, it's the comment threads. Engineers with 30 years of experience, researchers who literally wrote the papers being discussed, founders who've lived through the exact scenarios being described. We pull the highlights, but the real texture of these conversations lives in those comment sections.
So, here's what we're covering today. We're starting with Gemini Robotics 2, DeepMind's announcement of whole-body intelligence for robots, and why the HN community's 200-comment thread suggests this one hit differently than most robotics press releases. We'll also look at the muon physics story out of Quanta magazine, where solving one mystery appears to have opened a crack in older experimental data.
We've got a deep dive into solid-state batteries, who's building them, why every major automaker and energy storage company seems to be chasing the same technology, and what the actual engineering barriers look like. Alongside that, we're covering the rocket upper stage set to hit the moon on August 5th, which is a fascinating case study in space debris and orbital tracking.
On the developer tools side, we have the economics of refactoring, a Martin Fowler piece that's generating real debate about whether AI-generated code is creating technical debt faster than teams can recognize it. We'll look at GPIO0 Flow, a new approach to Raspberry Pi GPIO programming that's getting strong traction. And we're covering the Cosmos Escape vulnerability disclosure from Wiz, a cloud security issue that let researchers take over databases across Azure Cosmos DB.
We're also spending time on RFC 8890, the 2020 document asserting that the internet exists for end users, which sounds obvious until you read the history of how standards bodies have actually behaved. Plus Ron Gilbert announcing Thimbleweed Park 2, which for a certain generation of gamers is genuinely significant news. And a fascinating piece on the global glass shortage that most people haven't heard of.
There's more beyond that. A CPU building game that's lighting up the HN education discussion, the mathematics community's debate about whether lean is becoming an inescapable monoculture in formal verification, a security warning on streaming sticks from Brian Krebs, and the YCS26 batch's prized tool for letting non-engineers build internal software. It's a full episode. Let's get into it.